and get the broth off of that. And I'll take my cornbread and let it cook. Take it out and let it cool. And then break it into small pieces. And I will have green onions, bell peppers, and garlic. And cook all of that in some oleo on the skillet. You know, cook it in a frying pan. Cook that slowly. And then I will break my bread up and put it into this broth and add these onions and things. And then I tell you what I have done. I have cooked I've taken these onions and cooked them in my bread to save time. You can just take your garlic, your baking powder, your salt, your egg, and your onion, your bell pepper, and put it into this batter and bake it in the oven. And that saves time, because otherwise you cook all your bell pepper and your onions and garlic and all separate. But if you want to save time, you just take that and saute it a little and put it into your cornbread dough and put it in the oven and bake it. And when it cools, you just break it and put it in your broth and add some more eggs to it and sage, whatever seasoning you want to use. And put it inside the oven and bake it, and you got some good dressing.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but I always keep some broth and boil egg and chop up the giblets and the liver in this broth and boil it and thicken it to go over my dressing. See.
I guess you'd say there's a lot of difference though in homemade bread and...
Yes, there is a lot of difference.
And what do you call the other kind?
Just the store-bought, the bread from the store, bakery, or from the bakery.
Well, did you ever bake anything, fry anything in deep fat with a hole in the middle about this big round?
Donuts? Oh boy, yes. When my kids were at home, I've made donuts. Oh, and they were good. But I don't even know how I made them now.
Did you ever just take a lump of the dough and drop it in there without making it with a hole in the middle?
No, I haven't. But sometimes kids would take the hole that came out of the donut and drop it in and cook it. And they could have that, you know, to cook.
Well, did you ever just dip the fry something without a hole with three strips across it in deep fat like that?
I'm trying to think.
Well, how did you buy flour? How did you buy flour?
I buy flour by little bags. I never bought, when my kids went home, I'd buy maybe 25 pound sack. But now I just buy a little, never more than 5 pound, just the two of us.
And you use eggs. What part of the egg do you use?
I use the whole egg.
The parts are the?
Yolk and the white of the egg and the yolk.
And what color is the yolk?
Yellow.
Do you ever just crack eggs and let them drop out of the shells into hot water?
Mm-hmm. Poach them.
How'd you make them?
Boiling water. Salt. Have boiling water. Put some salt in it, in your water. And break your egg in there. And then it just sits. And